This episode of the Behind the Mask podcast is sponsored by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you know you're getting the real deal. Whether you're looking for a head-turning handbag or a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gym, or sneakers and streetwear that make every step feel fly. Remember that first style piece or luxury item you just had to have? How did it make you feel when you finally got it? These days, to know for sure you're getting the real deal, go straight to eBay. When you're searching, just look for that blue check mark. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. That means when you buy it, you can be confident that it's authenticated by real experts. Why is this the new way to shop? eBay is where you can find rare, limited-run pieces and special colorways you can no longer find in stores. Listen, when you're finally ready to buy that thing you love, you have to make sure you're not going to catch a fake. They're everywhere, and it's real tough to tell the difference for yourself. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, that's easy. So again, look for the blue check mark. That way, when it hits your doorstep, not only do you know it's real, but that feeling you get when you put it on is also for real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day, or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Behind the Mask.
Yo, man, we back, and it is with great pleasure to introduce our next guest, two-time Reyes.
Yes, indeed.
Three-time Pro Bowler.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna make the Pro Bowl a lot of times before he finishes, and hopefully we can get him a line for the yellow coat one day. But sure. Deion Dawkins, offensive tackle, man, appreciate you stopping by on the BTM pod, man.
Thank you for having me, man. Anytime that I can say, it's an honor to speak to legends. Like, you know, like, I respect in the game, so I appreciate you for having me. I appreciate you for even allowing me to be here.
Man, listen, man. First of all, I told you off the camera, I'm happy that we got one of the other plus-size models of the game.
Yeah.
Offensive lineman. You know what I'm saying? Because Spice be wanting to have all the linebackers and the DBs and all that. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, let them know, we gets it popping, too.
Yeah. Now, that's a fact. Like, I call them skinnies. And I'm sorry, but you are in that category of the skinnies, dog. Once you get over the 250, 260,
yeah,
okay. But underneath that, you're a skinny. And for the big dogs, it's hard to put it together. You can't just go in any store and be like, yo, I want an all-brown suit for the day. We can't do that.
Because right.
They're
going to
man. And they're going to have an extra large hoodie with, like, a large bottom.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's not for us.
That ain't it.
No, that's not it.
It's not conducive to the surface area that we possess.
Absolutely
you know
not.
What
or what we showing.
It is.
What you showing? I hear your plus.
Or like what we showing.
You heard.
Learn a little bit.
You know
learn
I mean?
A little bit.
Learn a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Let
the
big
guys.
Let them know.
Listen, dog. One thing that he always talk about, offensive linemen are the best athletes on the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are.
I did find something about your career I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
You got to that touchdown three times now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many you got two times?
You talking high school or NFL?
Man, we talking about NFL. We ain't talking about
high school.
No
I got high five.
School.
Shout out August Martin High School, but I ain't got nothing in the league, yo.
It's hard to get in that end zone now.
Right.
So this is the real athlete right here.
Yeah, the bar is set, man. The bar is set.
Respect.
Respect, homie.
Well, respect is there.
Look, bro, the season didn't end the way that we all wanted it to be.
Right.
Even though I had my little shenanigans early in the season with Buffalo, but – what did you see what changed throughout the season, bro, that really drove y'all to get on that winning streak towards the end?
To keep it a buck, we ran the football in a way that they put the pressure on us. Mm. We have a team where we have skinnies, okay? Simple as that. We have Stephon Diggs, we have Gabe, we have Cook, we have Knox, we have Dalton, we have a lot of skinny guys that touch the ball and make things happen. And the big guys just blocked so they can make their life happen.
Yeah.
They put it on us and said, look, like we could win games like how we're doing, but if we're going to have any chance of going far and even having a chance to win it all, we have to run the ball like Buffalo Bills runs the football. Mm-hmm. And I took it personal. I took it so personal. I was like, well, say less. All right. Well, call the call. So if you look at the film, one of our favorite plays is the tackle pull. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. Like it's on film. there's no hiding by it, but it's when I pull around and kick out and I pull around and hit the linebacker. Mm-hmm. Spencer pulls around and does the same thing. The center does it, and everybody has a little piece.
Yeah.
So the big boys, we had to condition more. We had to get an hour nutrition, and we had to put it really on us. And I'm so thankful and that they did, because it took us to a different mold that I ain't even know was needed in our game. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't even know. And they said that, we took it there, and it gave us just an opportunity to have a chance to go to that next week, which it shows.
And speaking of going to the next week, what do you think is going to take next year for the Buffalo Bills to move on, take those next steps, get back to the big dance?
That's a great question. I wish I had that answer, because it seems like every year it's put together the right way.
Yeah.
Like, we go through in the season, and we show the world why we're the best team in the league. We have the world talking about us. We show the world, we show ourselves why we are dominant. And then something happens, and I don't know. I do not know. There is last year, something just jumped on us, and it hit at the wrong time. Mm. I wish I had an answer. But I know we have the pieces there to get it done. Whether or not it's a couple more smiles or a couple more off-the-field decisions, or who knows?
Yeah.
But it's there. It's there.
At Walmart, there's a long list of Black-led products that fit into your everyday lifestyle. Scotch Porter Beard Balm is tool approved, and ladies, you'll love Laid Hair Care, which makes having healthy hair easier, enjoyable, and more convenient. There's power in every purchase. Every time we buy a Black-led brand, we open the door for the success of another Black-led brand. So show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Speaking of dominance, when we look at Kansas City, bro, I left them out for dead. I didn't think
coming into the playoff,
they were going to perform the way that they did.
Me too.
You actually played against them several times, and you're one of the few teams that has had success.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, dog, what's your take on what makes them so special outside of Patrick Mahomes? And if obviously it's him, but
yeah,
I want to hear your take on it.
I don't think that you could really talk about this without talking about Pat. Like, I know that we can say without Patrick Mahomes, but without Patrick Mahomes, they are not who they are. So we have to always include him. And I'm just real with it. Pat Mahomes does something, whether or not he prays a little bit harder or he drinks a better bottle of water. I do not know. But when the kid turns it on, he turns it on. And his whole team activates like a switch, from Chris Jones to the linebackers.
Even on the defensive side.
To everybody turns it on. I don't know if it's from the time that I was talking smack to him on Twitter. I don't know what it was. I don't know. But I do know that I am a fan, and I respect their game. I respect their coaching. I respect ball. I love football. I love it. And they play the game the right way. And sometimes they play the game the wrong way, and they still play the game the right way. But that organization there, they're doing a good job of consistently staying there and consistently doing it and consistently throwing pieces away and showing that they can keep doing it. Mm. Like, I thought that they were done after Tyreek Hill left.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, they can't do it now. And then they did it. Mm. And then they did it.
And then they kept doing it.
And they did it. It's just like, man, I tip my hat to them. And Pat is Pat, but truly, when it comes down to it, though, like, let's not get it twisted. It's Josh Allen, all right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's Josh Allen. But Pat Mahomes, yeah. I respect it. I respect this game.
Clearly.
Gotta respect it.
Toyota is doing big things helping grassroots community organizations across the country with its Nudge campaign. The Nudge campaign reflects Toyota's commitment to supporting and furthering the success of those who need it most. A few months ago, Toyota debuted the After the Nudge podcast. The podcast is a 7-episode limited series hosted by acclaimed journalist Soledad O'Brien and former NBA All-Star J.R. Smith. It features conversations with community organizations that Toyota nudged via $10,000 microgrants. We get to find out what happened after the nudge. On the After the Nudge podcast, you'll hear from founders and leaders like Polana Lamaye from Black People Will Swim, Dr. Khalid El-Hakim from Black History 101 Mobile Museum, Demetrius Harris from Fly Compton Foundation, and others. Learn how a simple nudge from Toyota helped boost their momentum, amplify their movements, and or propel them to greater heights. Look for the Toyota After the Nudge podcast on Toyota.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're talking about respecting the game, man. We all... in our younger days had that welcome to the league moment.
Yeah.
So what was Deion Dawkins' welcome to the league moment?
And who was involved in it?
Who baptized you? Because we all got baptized.
Who baptized me mentally and got the sack? Vaughn Miller.
Now is your teammate.
Now is my teammate. I'm going on year 8 and with the Bills. I've been with the Bills my whole career.
Mm-hmm.
And we played against Vaughn when Vaughn, I believe, just came off of the defensive player of the year, mm-hmm. Super Bowl, all of that crazy stuff. When he was like number one in everything, mm-hmm. top dog in the league. And he came to Orchard Park, and I was a puppy. And I'm talking about a puppy. And the whole game, I'm playing well, and he lulled me to sleep. I thought that, shoot, this is the NFL. I'm out here, you know, boxing and bobbing and weaving, like, with the best. And he was like, gotcha. And and he said it, too. I gotcha, man. He said, he said this. Yo,
love it.
And when he said it, I said, yes, you did. He tapped me on the back, and he said, to stay on point. And years later come, and now he's my teammate, and now I'm learning every bit from him still as a vet in the league. So I'm honored to even give him that blessing that, yes, you did. Give me that moment for welcome to the NFL, but my lesson has been learned. And, yeah, it'll never happen again.
One in eight, that's how many people have worked at McDonald's and where some have continued their career. Where graduates of McDonald's Career Online High School program are now role models leading the next generation. Where aunties, uncles, cousins, and communities learn skills they can use in every aspect of life.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
One in eight have worked at McDonald's, and where you start stays with you.
Good stuff, man. Shout out to Bills Mafia, man. Yeah. Keep doing what you do. Obviously, one of the most talented offensive linemen in the league, man. Definitely respect you, young homie.
Thank you, brother.
Keep doing your
thing. I appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you going behind the mask, man.
Behind the mask.